making a promise I won't be able to keep. I'm crossing my fingers, waiting in fiction knee-deep. What does it matter? I'm coming back to you.
Hello, welcome into episode 96 of Caithness Craft Collective. I'm Louise, and today I've got a blether with freshies, a what's a crack section, swap section, me, and the Caithness segment is back. I sponsor this for my own energy engineering business, Energy Hunt. Any links are with the show notes, so get your cup of tea or your dram, and I'll let you know what a crack is in Caithness this week. I hope you're all recovered from the party from last episode. Laurie, sorry, you left your socks here. I'll post them. I had a great time, but I think I could have mentioned a few more of you, as you were all there, and I hate to miss you out. We are all back to normal now, finally over the hangover, gee mama. So let's start with the blether.
Now for the blether.
The blether. Freshies. What is a freshie? One wonders. Well, when I think of freshies, it's the fresh snow that has fallen overnight on the ski slope where it's required. Not where it's not wanted, where it's wanted. And it's lovely and soft, and it's perfect to ski on. And it's perfect skiing time of year. My friend Mari's away skiing, and I thought how nice it would be to be up there on the slopes. This is the new year when I'm recording this. If you're beyond January 2014, then yeah. But if you're going skiing or snowboarding, I wish I was there. Enjoy yourself immensely. A fresh new start. A fresh year, a new blank page. And as you know from last episode, Richard is about to start a fresh job next week, and I wish him all the best in his new venture. So what's fresh with you? Do you have 14 projects in 2014 lined up? Are you all signed up to Isolde's Arrow Mystery Knit Along, or Martine's Snowflake Crochet Along this year, or another along? Have you got some fresh ideas and some resolutions? I can't remember if I told you if I had any. But my only main resolution is to do the May 10K and to do it well. I'm hoping that I'm going to lose a bit of my bowg, that's my tummy, on the way and keep my asthma in check. Craft-wise, we are still doing Inspired by Caithness at Textile Artists, and it's the year of using up what we have. I'm not going on a yarn diet, but I'm going to go on and knit a few more things, kick. And also, if it doesn't work within the first third of it, to rip it back and start again or move on. And well, I can go back to it from the start or walk away without guilt. I also hope to make up some new fresh ideas for the podcast and keep us both interested. And I may rest some items or jazz some items up. It's quite nice to be at the top of the year. I like to think of it as the top of the ski slope, all pristine out there. There are 12 months in front of us waiting and ready to put our stamp on it. In Scotland, we're having Homecoming 2014, where people who are from or have ancestors that emigrated from Scotland are encouraged to celebrate their heritage and possibly return for a visit. There is a tapestry called the Diaspis, which is about the people who have left Scotland and settled in other lands. Some were amazing, such as Carnegie, John Muir, Billy Connolly. Our group are not doing this time, but I look on with admiration at the ones who are. If you have Scottish ancestry, then join in, even if it's just online. Find out a bit more about Scotland. I stood in front of the magazine stand in Tesco's the other day, and I was quite impressed with the selection on offer, and there was a couple of fresh new magazines there. One being a side shoot of the Women's Weekly magazine, which had a pattern for bagpuss in it. And there was a second issue of another magazine, which had the high-ranking designer's Debbie Bless Martin story, and had that lovely sort of paper feeling on it. You know, the sort that Pom Pom magazine is using. It's not thin. I feel like I could just sit and stroke it, like Blofeld when he's a white cat. So, if you freshen up your inspiration with a magazine to get you in the mood, or for when you can't knit but want to inhale the crafty goodness the only way you can, maybe you're up for trying your fresh new hobby. Have you always wanted to try running? Sorry, I'm getting a bit obsessed. Or hot yoga, or a little bit less sweaty, try out, say, bookbinding or woodworking. You go for it. You might meet some new pals as well when you go if you go to a class. Or your class may need some new people to give it a fresh idea. So encourage new people to come along. The weather, I'd say just now, can be described as fresh. And whilst I'm glad we've escaped the polar vortex, because really that just sounds like a ride from the Disney film Frozen, some of you lovely listeners have suffered. Our weather's just cold, a bit damp, frosty, sometimes clear. Perfect for Northern Lights, which some Keynesians have seen and taken some beautiful photographs of. We looked, but we weren't lucky enough this time. It's always good to get the woolies on too, and it's at times like this I am thankful for warm, woolly garments to wrap up my family in. Fresh is great, but you have to keep the momentum of doing something up, which can be the big problem for lots and lots of us. As crafters, we get that fresh feeling a lot when we cast on a new project. A lot of us that problem with momentum have a few unfinished projects languishing about the place. Don't let them be a millstone around your neck. Admit you have a few. If you have too many, then think how you can sort this out. Say swap one with a friend. It's often a good idea, because then you have something new to you to work on, but you can get them over their momentum hill and them yours. Plus, if you feel you're doing it for someone else and you have a deadline, then that might spur you on too. Or go through all the projects that you have lying around and considering if you will A. finish it soon, B. want to finish it sometime, and give yourself a deadline then, or C. never want to look at it again, and then act appropriately. It's good to keep things fresh, both in relationships and in your work life. Don't let things go stale and boring. This can be difficult to do sometimes, but it's all about putting in the effort. Also, remember yourself. Have the odd day off doing whatever it is you have pressurised yourself into doing. Sometimes we need to sit, stare out the window for 2 hours and not do all the housework or polytunnel or accounts. I mean, with reason, obviously. Don't stare out the window at work or forgo your accounting deadlines. I mean, and give yourself the fresh space to gather yourself, the place to rest your eyes for a while, or the selvage, I think that the twin sets called it. It's where you have a wee bit of blank space either side of something busy to rest yourself and your eyes. It makes great sense because then you don't burn yourself out. I'd like you to make some fresh memories. I laughed and I laughed because I heard Knitting Dishes Woolly Bear saying she was making memories over Thanksgiving. It's the way she said it was so lovely. But she has a good point. I've heard this on Susan Kalman was sitting in for Fred McCauley a while ago, and she said that we should carry on making new stories in our lives. Carry on living. Bairns live in the now, because you say, what are you doing? And they say, oh, I'm watching telly just now. They don't think about the future or the past particularly. They live in the present. Don't be sitting in your chair, living in the past, repeating the same old stories over and over. Go out, make new ones. Fresh stories. You're never too old or too young to get up to new things and have adventures. If you've always wanted to go to Outer Mongolia, then start planning and saving. And if all you want to do is visit that shop down the bottom of the road that you've never been in and you've just looked in the window and wondered, well, go and open that door. In you go. You might not like it. You may love it. You may make a new friend. But you won't know unless you go. I got a fresh new recipe book at Christmas time, and I pondered the idea of making all the recipes in the book over the year. But then, I don't really like aubergine, and he won't eat courgettes, so that put out most of them. Well, I did think it was a novel idea, though, about Julia and Julia. And I will recommend the Jamie Oliver Save with Jamie recipe book that goes along with the same name TV programme. Richard and I have been trying to eat healthy all week and not have any more orange meals. I call them orange meals because they're the ones covered in breadcrumbs or ready-made chips with baked beans and are orange. They tend to be the ones that are bad for you. You don't really tend to get very many meals that are bad for you that are green now, do you? Plus, we're going for one or two non-meat dinners in a week. I find this much easier than he does, but it's a fresh idea to try out with plenty of fruit and vegetables. Fresh ideas are great. Fresh snow is great in the right place. Fresh air is even better. But I do recommend you get some help with the momentum of it all. Let me be the push that you need to get over that hill. And we'll revisit this again in April and then again in September. If you need a pee, stop, because it's time for the daisy giggle. Section. A sandy hello to new to me, been with me for a while now and been with me forever listeners. I still do appreciate you tuning in and I hope you are enjoying yourselves. There's a few of you. So sandy hello to new group members. I'm going to say these because I actually lost my place in where I was. So if I repeat myself, sorry. Nits, fork, lip, scap. And that's Claire Devine. I just want to mention her again. Have you got her sock anatomy knitting ebook? Very good. Knitting Crazy, Ryan Like Lion, Marta Schmarta, Susan FM, Buzzed Angel, White Heart, again, A Wee Bit, G to Knit, Karen, The Lost Geek from the Lost Geek podcast. Hello, Arlen. Bliss Cat, Thistle Creek Farm, Kaz. I've actually met Kaz and she's lovely. And actually a sandy goodbye to Rainy Days because she's left or she's changed her name. But it was nice to have you on board for a little while. Random hellos to 100 Projects, Three Trees, Acanthus, the lovely Acanthus. Have a lovely time at Susan's retreat. AC Boney, A Cliff and A Elam. Can you tell I was at the start of the list?
Whatsy crack, Citrin.
Whatsy crack. The bairns went back to school last week and have started a fresh new year with a new homework topic. They're doing Katie Morag's story by Mari Heatherwick. And Sandy's project is on an island of Scotland. He was given the islands of Shetland, so it's quite good for all of us. Part of it is researching the weather on your given island and finding out if they use wind power at all. Well, that's handy because he's got parents in that field, hasn't he? Basically, just ask his dad. And much thanks goes out to Louise Scully from Shetland, who's going to be our guinea pig, and we're asking the questions that he needs to find out. So it's very interesting, but when you think you know lots about a place, you realise you don't. So I love these kind of projects, and whilst I struggle to get Sandy to actually write them down, he loves researching them. He'll be better when he's a bit older. Speaking of Louise Scully, may I introduce you to her in a podcast? She has taken the leap of faith and recorded episode 1 of Knit British podcast. And she's not excluding you who are not from these shores. And she is from Shetland and knows lots about Shetland knitting fraternity. So she will be one to listen to as she explores the woolly industry based up in the Northern Isles. And you can get her on iTunes or go to her blog, which is www.knitbritish.net. And she knows quite a lot of people, so I think she's going to be quite interesting to listen to. I've got a wee thread going in the group, which is the Caithness Craft Collective group on Ravelry. I always forget to tell you that, sorry. And it's about running. Thread is not the group. So if you like running or you want to start or carry on, please go there and read and contribute to the thread. There's some great advice, and Corey of Corey Berry from Plutonium Muffins, who I actually speak to on Twitter, has summed up learning to run is actually a knitting pattern, which is really funny and brilliant.
The swap section.
Swap. The swap actually should have been put together yesterday. I've just realised it's the 16th and I said I was going to do it. So I will be doing the swap partners today. If you still want to do it, put your name in afterwards. And this is a stipulation. It has to be under 1 kilo of weight. And that's where the cost in the UK post office jumps. It can be anything you want to send, but it has to be within 950 to 999 grams worth of nice stuff. And that is including the box or the bag. And you can get a fair amount of yarn in or fibre or fabric. And it's when you stalk your swap partner and you might find that they're into Harry Potter magazine. And that's under a kilo. So remember to stick to the legality of the customs and it's use your imagination. Leading on from this swap, I did another couple with some other lovely listeners. So thank you very much to everyone for everything. And I'm going to especially mention my wee Skype friend, Jamie. Hello. She hails from Kennisburg, near Denver. And while she's been crocheting for many a year, she's just mastered knitting. And I'm quite delighted to be part of that. I don't take any credit for any of it, but I just like to share her journey. She said that she doesn't know any knitters nearby her. If you're in the Kennisburg area, then it would be lovely if you met up and then you could have a knitting buddy and have a fresh new friend because she's lovely. But Jamie's pretty much learnt from the internet, which is, I think, brilliant. I suggested we had a wee Skype chat and it was lovely getting to know her and her husband, Steve. And I'm going to tell you about their business, which is www.keenedgeknives.com. That's K-E-E-N. EdgeKnives.com. And they make the world's favourite training knives for police or martial arts or the military. and I can vouch for the very coolness of these knives, and they went off to Cooksville last night to be showed off to those in the know of a good training knife. And I'm going to read from their website here. Our training blades are made from stout, 1/4-inch thick aircraft aluminium with a lightly polished finish. All points and edges are rounded to avoid any unnecessary nicks, which is true, they are. Handles have our unique style cord wrap for a non-slip grip and come in several popular colours. So I encourage you to all go and check out their websites and possibly buy. And I'm going to do this selfishly, so then Jimmy can carry on Skyping me. She is JDoll25 on Ravelry, so you too can go befriend her and help her along with her knitting journey. Jimmy will be cringing now. Oh no!
The beaker section.
Me section. I've got no idea what I told you about last time. This has been a while since I did this, so if I repeat or miss out, I am sorry. But I'm not really, because it's all about me! Last I remember telling you is that I'd be making Minion hats. Well, I had bought some Rowan Baby's Merino Silk in double knit weight, and it's 66% Merino Superwash and 34% Tussa Silk, and it was in the lemon colour. I tried to get bright post-it note colour yellow, but this was all they had. And I actually remember getting yarn rage when I was buying it. But then I got stopped and interrupted and taken out of it by the lovely Karina Westerman, who has yet more Doggerland patterns worth looking at, by the way. Anyway, this yellow was for the Minion hats I was churning out for Christmas. Sandy got one, but Daisy wants a pink one, and I don't have the pink that I want yet. I have the fibre, but not yet the yarn. Currently, she's happy enough with her wee Hello Kitty hat anyway, so I don't feel too bad. I was gifted a shawl pattern called Strand Wanderer by Leah Victoria, and I remember seeing this knitted up on the Ripples Craft stand back in March, and it was very much admired, and people were buying her yarn for making the shawl. And when I got home, I put in my queue, and now I was gifted it, and now I've cast it on using For My Love of Yarn UK skein from the Golden Skein Yarn Club, which you can go and sign up for the yarn clubs now. Go to www.thegoldenskein.com and go buy. Now, this yarn is 100 grams of merino bamboo and it has 400 meters, so it should be enough just to finish this shawl. I might have to miss out the last row, but it lets you do that. Now, Strand Wanderer, which is German for a person who walks along the beach. Well, I kind of do that, so it's me. And it's a bias-shaped shawl in garter stitch. And it wraps up well and it braves the storm on a cold autumn and winter day. It's plain in shape. The shawl develops its individual character with the help of the high-contrast hand-painted multicoloured yarn. It's suitable for men. The size of the shawl can be easily adjusted to your preferences. And the special thing about the shawl is that the pattern develops by changing the knitting direction. It's worked seamlessly in one piece and there's no troublesome threads to weave in at the end. That's what it said on the pattern notes. This pattern is one that has been designed for the Wool Miser fingering long colour repeat yarn, and you knit short rows on ways to create interesting blocks with texture. So I dutifully cast on with my 2.5mm needles, and I'd gotten to the first short row section. I actually got a bit stuck, to be honest, and I think I might rip it back out and start again, as I was getting confused which way I was supposed to be knitting, and as I put it down and picked it up a week later. However, there's a picture tutorial that comes with the pattern and that helps you, so that's excellent. I was also crocheting another Infinity and Beyond Broomstick Lace Infinity Scarf by Heidi Neeling. I mentioned this last episode, but this time I'm using the green and brooding hank of yarn from Sparkle Duck, and this is also Golden Skein stash. I work on this when I'm sitting listening to Sandy read his nighttime book. His homework is he has to read at least 10 minutes a day from now on of a book of his choosing, and he's currently chosen the Beast Quest books. So thankfully, his school library has some of them, and there's about 60 in the series, and we've got the first 6. So hooray for libraries. He's a good wee reader, so I love that time of night. I get to craft while he's doing homework, but he's also chilling out at the same time. Anyway, the cowl I did before Christmas that I did in Fibre Spates Scrumptious 4-ply, my mum got it, and I had one round, it was just a shortish one, so it just went round once, but the one for me I'm doing is going to make to go 3 times around my neck. I actually think that this yarn would probably knit beautifully, but it looks quite nice in the crochet, but I think it'd probably be best knitted actually. However, moving on, I've decided to frog my Kate Davis Owls jumper. I know, again. Well, it's a good reason, actually. I did indeed sign up to the May 10K run, which is on the May the 11th at the Castle of May in Caithness, and I would love you to join if you can. As I said, Richard bought me a couple of How to Run books for Christmas, which both are really good. Well, he says it came from my running boots, but I think I know who bought them. You know. I don't religiously stick to the books, but I could do a 4 kilometre at the start of it, and I've kind of jumped to week 5 of their 12-week training plan. But I'm sticking to the rest days in between. They are great. I've been out running every second day for the past 3 weeks now, and I've been really watching my eating. No pudding during the week, no snacking or anything other than seeds, which sounds rubbish, but I quite like seeds. And I treat myself to a square of dark chocolate. And my point is, I've lost a bit of weight, or rather half an inch of me has gone, and I'm down a hole in my belt. So therefore, I'm committed to running full pelt like this until May the 11th. And I declare that I will lose a bit more weight. It's just because there's a bit of weight to lose. I'm not a big lady, but I have a stone around my hips and tummy that has thwarted me for years. So this means that my size 12 just now, rather than the size 10 I should be at my height, and because I was making a size 12 owls, are you still awake there? It has negative ease, and I'd actually made a bit of a mistake in my counting on it. So instead of going back to where I know I was right in the 10 rows, I'm actually going to take it out totally. And it's going to be my mission statement for when I get to my target weight of, I get to knit this in a smaller size. I have a mission statement for running, you know. I also, you're not going to like this. I have a penalty I agreed to. And part of the book says to do this, that you give yourself a treat if you go for a run every day. And then at the end of the week, you get a weekly treat. They're not big things. It's just say, go and sit and read a magazine. And then you write down what you treat yourself to. And at the end of the run and your achievement, because you have to say what you want to do by a certain date, you can treat yourself to something really nice. And I'm going to get myself a new dress and also do my Kate Davis owls in size 10. But I also have a penalty that I have agreed to and suggested by Richard of no internet for a month, which would mean no podcasting, no tweeting, no Facebooking, no Instagramming, nothing. Not even a quick deek on Pinterest. Well, actually, I don't think that's physically possible. Well, I cannot stand that idea of not podcasting and letting you all down. There's a whole joke in there about balloons. You let your father down. It isn't a sponsored run, so I'm not sure why they don't do sponsorship, but they don't. So I don't have that carrot and stick hanging over me. I went for the jugular of, I couldn't stand not podcasting more than anything. Plus, I am quite good at sticking to my word, so this is my word. As God is my witness, it's not going to lick me. I'm going to live through this running, and when it's all over, I will never be fat again. No, nor any of my folk, if I have to lie, steal, cheat, or kill. Well, maybe just keep that to mice. As God is my witness, I'll never be fat again. Extra points to those who know where that came from. I have other knitting to talk about if you're still awake. I told you my pal is having twins in March. Well, I've cast on and made one wee cardigan so far, because you've got to make two when there's twins. And it's my go-to baby pattern of Baby Eyelet Cardi by Linda from Clickerty Click. And this is a free pattern via Ravelry, and it's very lovely. She uses Patton's Zhivago baby yarn, but I've used all sorts. Serdar bamboo, acrylic, and now I'm using Rowan baby merino silk, which is machine washable at 30 degrees. And oh my, this is a nice yarn for baby clothes. It's got that sheen and softness you want. And it's made of wool, so it'll be nice and warm and it's snuggly. I've made one, quite the thing, long sleeves, and I need to block it and put its button on. I then cast on a wee hat to go with it. And I used the Save the Children hat pattern, which is very, very easy. It's a simple stocking stitch beanie hat. But the cardigan used up all the first ball and I had to get a sleeve from the second. And I thought, well, I need two. I'm not actually going to have enough wool for two. So I made two hats from the second ball. I've cast on another cardigan but in 4-ply Serdar Snuggly acrylic. And this one was a wee pattern book that was from Late's Knit in May 2009. So I've had it a while. And it's a wrap cardigan. And I thought, with them being twins, they'll likely come early, normally do, and wrap cardigans are often preferred in the incubator because they're better to work with than babies in a wrap. Not wrap, you diggity. Wrap as in go from one side to the other like a kimono. This pattern was from the Early Arrivals 3 Serdar knitting book, and it was in this wee magazine but from Late's Knit. So I dutifully cast on 137 stitches. It's a knit one, purl one rib, thankfully for only 4 rows, and then it went to degreasing row. I couldn't understand that instructions. Then maybe the penny dropped and off I went. So I got to row 12 and I thought, I'll just count these stitches now. I should have 95. I had 55. Okay. I considered ripping back to the rib or just starting again, and then I thought, nah, I don't know if these babies are going to be boys or girls, and this is actually quite a girly one. So I'll go back to the white I have got some white acrylic DK, and I'll knit something that I know I can do and love very much. And so hence, another baby eyelet cardigan has been cast on. And it's a raglan affair, and it knits it really quickly. You go back to the sleeves after, and I use DPNs for these. The rest I work on a circular, and then I'll just add a button. I do another hat, and then I'm hoping to do some little socks from the Claire Devine book. So I'm quite surrounded by yarn here, which is really nice. So on to the collective. I have been textile artisting again, which has been really nice to get back into it. It was nice to have the break though, I did enjoy the break. The first week of Textile Artist, we decided to get using up. And as I've said, we've got loads of materials in the cupboard. I think this was because we couldn't actually shut the cupboard door. So at Textiles, we dished them out to the group and we were told to use them up. I ended up with a pile of sparkly and shiny materials. It's a type you would make for disco dancing outfits or Barbie outfits from. Horrible to sew in the machine, crinkly to touch, but wonderful to look at. You know that stuff. The second week we decided to start our storyboard for Using Up project, and the topic is to be inspired by Keith Nace still. Anne was busy with her storyboard and Shirley's nearly finished hers. She was sticking on colours with bits of material, wools, pictures, drawings onto it. Proper artist, I was very impressed. Ella's back from visiting her son in Australia and has been prolific in her crafting, and she's churning out wee quilts and cracking crochet pram blanket. Beautiful. Catherine has been knitting a beautiful Arran cable cowl, and she's crocheted some fingerless gloves. I've got a picture of the cowl. Shirley's also been knitting a Shetland lace scarf, but she took it along to ask about the age, as one side was straight and the other side was kinked. One starts with knit 3 and the other has knit 2 together and they knit 1 and it's making it all wavy, and she wasn't sure what to do. So we decided that she could either have it as a cowl and have that as a loopy edge at the end, or she had the second hank and she started knitting on the second hank, and then if she changed it to a couple of extra stitches at the edge, if she liked it better, it wouldn't be so bad if she had to rip out the first one, because she'd knitted about an arm's worth and it was Shetland lace. So, yeah, imagine doing that. But it was very, very nice. Valerie had made a wee baby quilt and it was beautiful as well. She had used her embroidery machine to make wee butterflies that she painted with fabric paint and has a lovely wavy border. And it's just lovely. Very delicate. And it's for a little girl as well. Celia was embroidering moss. And she started on a bit of calico last year, but then she was putting it into a bit of tweed, and it's really lovely. I think she's using lots of French knots to mimic the wee flowers and the knobbly bits in the moss. Not Kate moss, no. Moss in the ground moss. And we have a fair bit of it in the Flow Country, and it's very busy, but very small. I've updated the Textile Artist blog so you can get a pictorial idea of what we've been rabbiting on about. Oh, I myself have been actually picked up my embroidery of Morven and the Flow Country again, and Catherine suggested that I do some felted flagstones, and I'm going to put on some chiffon, blue chiffon for the sky. So that would take up an awful lot less time, because the Flow Country is taking forever, because all I'm doing is running stitches in different shades of green in single-stranded embroidery thread. Yeah, so And I keep thinking, if I've got to do it, it's worth doing it properly. It's worth doing it properly, so do it properly. But I need my momentum. Somebody push me down the hill, will you? Now, I've also been to sewing day, and I have a picture of Mum holding the tartan bag that she was talking about in the Christmas episode. Babs and Liz are making one, and that's Liz's that you're seeing. Liz has been scouring the charity shops for old tartan skirts or trews, which are great for this pattern. I've asked for a copy of the pattern, and when I get it, I could pass it on to you if you would like, because I want a bag now. I was sorting out my jelly roll quilt. I took it out onto the table, and three people said, "Oh, are you doing a scrap quilt?" No, I muttered. It's just needing ironed, honest. Mum helped me cut the squares all to the same size. They're supposed to be 6 inches, and I've got them about 5 and 5/8, maybe, a bit less than that. Sigh. It puts me off as not being good at cutting precisely. However, I did find two squares hadn't sewn correctly and one hadn't sewn at all. But there is about 100 of them, so that's not bad. They are all, barring three, ready to be put together into bigger squares to make pinwheel patterns and to do the next stage of it. I think it's going to be quite big, so hopefully I'll have enough left over to make the cushions covers as well, because I need new cushion covers in my sitting room. And this year's project is going to make curtains. We've got a long-running debate about curtains in this house. I think I'll save that for the next Drams episode, because worth Richard being there. But I have Azealia, and I'm not afraid to use her. That's my mum, by the way. Speaking of mum, she was helping due to the fact that her own machine had broken before Christmas. Sharp intake of breath. You know as well as I do how much mum loves her sewing machine. Well, sadly, she was making her tab-top curtains, and she tried to encourage it too much, and the alignment of the plate went right out. So it went off to David Drummonds of Edinburgh's Haymarket by courier, who fixed it, serviced it, and has couriered it back at a cost, of course. But she has had it since 2005, and she loves it very much, and it's an Elna quilter's dream, and she uses it frequently, and it is a machine. After all, we have to remember it's a machine. And he's very highly thought of, and what he doesn't know about sewing machines, not really worth knowing. He's a good salesman too. So I would recommend David Drummond's sewing machines shop in Edinburgh if you're in the idea of getting a sewing machine. And you can try them all as well, but take your parts because he's a really good salesman.
The Caithness section.
Caithness segment. Scooby-Doo ourselves back in time again. It's been a while since we've done our history lesson, but here it is. Previously on Caithness Game of Thrones, who is Sven the Pirate? Sven had gone off and killed the ones that had killed his father, and then he'd went out and had a good plunder over Sutherland, and then over Scotland, and then he went back up and he paid his dues to his earl in Orkney. This segment will go back to explain how Caithness started going back to Scottish rule. Remember, Caithness is ruled for the Norway and the Denmark kings, along with Orkney, Shetland, all the way down to Ross-shire, across to the Hebrides, the Isle of Man, and also along the coast of Murray. Well, at this time, Scotland was ruled by King David, and their claims to the Norse held lands became stronger and stronger. When Earl Rognvald died in 1158, the Orkney earldom, which included Caithness and Sutherland, was under dispute. As the earls took over, liked a bit of a fight. And in the Battle of Largs in 1263, the Norse kings lost control of the Hebrides, who looked then after themselves until the time of Bruce. Okay, hold on to your hats, because I'm going to explain how the Scots kings found a legitimate reclaim on Caithness. Earl Harald Madard Arason, 1138-1206, he was in partnership with Earl Rognvald, and he was part Scots, as his father was Madab, the Earl of Athol, and his mother was Margaret, daughter of Hakon Paulson. Then, as time went on, the bloodline would get weaker, and eventually the Sinclair clan came into the fray, who took over and then lost Caithness to Scotland for a date. Whew, it's quite short, but it's quite intense. There was a few names to take there, so we're going to go back to Sven the Pirate, because we're not quite finished with him in the next episode.
Shoppy section.
Shoppy section. I've decided as it's January, I'm going to have a January sale. And for the last few items that's in the shop, I will have a 50% off for the rest of the month. Yeah. I will have a coupon for you. It will give you 50% off the last couple of items in the shop. And the coupon is LISTENER. So if you type in LISTENER into your checkout, you will get 50% off everything in the shop up until the end of January, because you are lovely listeners and I'd quite like to get the stuff out of. And really, you're getting a bargain because it's not very overpriced anyway.
Blah blah blah
section. Thank you very much for listening. Happy New Year. I appreciate you taking the time to download and then listen to me. My email is caithnesscraftcollective@gmail.com. I'm on Ravelry as Louise Hunt, and the group in there is Caithness Craft Collective. I've always forgotten to tell you that. Sorry. I'm also on Etsy, Twitter, Pinterest, Facebook and Instagram as Caithness Craft. You can access my Flickr photographs from LouiseJ2010, and you can also see them via the Podbean site as www.caithnesscraftcollective.podbean.com. The music this episode was from Lizzie Davis with All About the Weather. And you can go and buy it from musicalley.com. I just thought, all about the weather? Well, that's what it's all about. Thank you for listening. Keep on crafting.
Making a promise I won't be able to keep. Crossing my fingers, waiting in fiction knee-deep. What does it matter? I'm coming back to you. If I break it now, you'll fix it tomorrow. With needle and thread, maybe this time a hammer and nails. What does it matter? I'm coming back to you. Oh no, you may be in some danger now. The words, they fall like petals from my mouth. I will be such a pretty figurine, and you don't have to know that I'm not in the place you left me 6 months ago. I would still have been stuck on your name. It's not so easy when the sea keeps lashing against the shore. The sea keeps laughing, it knows I can't hear you no more. No more, no more, no more. Knows I can't hear you no more. No more, no more, no more. Knows I can't hear you no more. You've been so patient, waiting and watching for me. I'll climb up the ladder, sneak back where you want me to be, so we can talk all about the weather again. Oh no, you may be in some danger now. The words, they fall like petals from my mouth. I will be such a pretty figurine, and you don't have to know that I'm not in the place you left me. You don't have to know that I'm not in the place you left me.